Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. There's Billie Eilish with Bad Guy. And as we get into the Judgment Zone, we're actually going to get new music from Billie Eilish. Let's do it.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
It used to be back in the day that Fridays were the day that you would get new music. You still get that a little bit, but really, they just release songs now at random times, random days. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, like the Billie Eilish actually came out at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, like what was the reasoning behind 4 o'clock on a Thursday?
All I can tell you is, wow.
All right, here it is. Billie Eilish, the song is No Time to Die. It has been produced by her and her brother, who she collaborates everything with, Phineas, and some other guy. She is the youngest person ever to sing a Bond theme. Here it is, No Time to Die, brand new from Billie Eilish. The beginning of that song is so haunting.
Well, we played you the 13 seconds of it yesterday.
Right.
But I just love, if you'd never heard that song before, you'd be like, that's a Bond theme right there.
Yep.
You know, they kind of weave in that.
Her voice is just so perfect for it.
I feel like I just cannot wait to see the movie now. Hurt you, James?
Right. Here is the thing, and I love this song, and I think her voice is incredible on it. I just don't think it's going to be popular on the radio.
No.
I don't care.
Yeah.
No.
Unfortunately, it just, to me, it doesn't have that. You know, there are some Bond themes that have come out that have become hits on the radio.
Sure.
I don't think this is going to be one of them. And it's a great song. I don't know.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The words are unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't think she expected it to be, though. Like, I don't know.
I there have been Bond themes that have been popular. It's a beautiful song. I just,
right.
the hook never really gets there for me.
You're not listening. All right.
Well, no, the song is beautiful and she sings incredible and the words are incredible. But like I said, I was left a little disappointed with the hook of the song.
I'm sorry.
You better start putting some respect on Phineas's name. All that guy does is hit home runs.
Thank you. I get down with the remix of it, though.
I feel like
have
she
a
does
beat drop right
every
there.
Every single song in one take.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's no editing done to her
really?
Voice. It's just one take.
All right, Annie, very excited by this one. We have a new album from Justin Bieber. It is available now. He's going to be playing at Gillette on September 17th, and two worlds are colliding, Annie. Post Malone, the song with Justin Bieber is called Forever. I don't want to act like I can't fix this. I don't want to be the one that changed.
A lot of auto-tune. Would you be here with me forever? Ever, ever. Waking up all alone ain't better, better, better. Every time I go the wrong way, you turn me back around.
I just love the album. It's so obviously like for his wife.
Every single song is a love song.
Yeah.
That's not my favorite one on the album that I've listened to so far. There's a couple that are way more R&B, and that's like my favorite, just like
R&B Bieber.
Exactly. Whoa. My watch just yelled at me because I said that wasn't my favorite song. It goes, oh.
All right, I have some more new music for you in the Judgment Zone. This is from Sam Smith. It is the title song from Sam's third album, which drops May 1st. Sam says, and I quote, "Releasing this song is going to be a wild one. I feel like it's from one of the deepest parts of me. I wrote this during a time of self-discovery and heartbreak. This is for all the lonely hearts out there on another Valentine's Day." Again, it's called To Die For. Pink lemonade sipping on a sun. Oh. Hands on a okay. They're all posing in a picture frame while my world's crashing down. So no shadow on the sidewalk. Just want somebody to die for. Sunshine living on a perfect day while my world's crashing down. That's a hit. I just want somebody
to die for. God, Sam, you got me right in the feels.
I mean, geez.
Sam Smith, the sad song God. He's like, you having a good day? Well, here's all my feelings.
Here's exactly what you're feeling today, lonely lady with the headphones on.
Sam, doing it to me again.
You know, I feel like he's released some songs lately that haven't had it, but this is it.
Yeah. To Die For from Sam Smith there. So no shadow on a sidewalk. Just want somebody to die for. Sunshine living on a perfect day while my world's crashing down. I just want somebody to die for. I'm noticing a theme with the title of all the songs for New Music Friday on Valentine's Day. I'll get to that in a minute. This is Cold War Kids. Kennedy, I don't know if you're familiar with this band or not.
Of course I am.
You are? You like that song, Complainer? Have you heard that song?
No, that's not the song that I know by them. We have one in there that we play.
Yeah, Complainer is the one that I really love from them. It's an indie rock band. They're from California. They have the new album, which is New Age Norms 2. This song is called Who's Gonna Love Me Now? All those times when I imagine what it'd be like to have my freedom. Not be so uptight, live my best life. This is for all the people out there that say there's no good rock music anymore.
That's a good song.
These guys are so good.
I feel like every single song of theirs sounds exactly the same, though.
Oh,
first,
really?
That is Mystical, all that, they sound the same. But I like them,
right,
nonetheless.
That's a good song.
All right, one more. Kennedy dug this one out of the crates.
I didn't drag it out of the crates. It's just brand new music here, sir.
I know.
We celebrating someone that we grew up with, Carson.
That is true. Huey Lewis and the News, the new album Weather, available today.
It's been 2 decades since they put out an album.
Has it really been that long?
Yes, it is a big deal.
How excited are you?
I'm happy for him. He has Meniere's disease, so he can't hear music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He can't hear harmony anymore, but he still was able to put out this music, and I'm so happy for him.
How did he do that?
Because he's amazing. My body aches. I quit drinking, but I got the shakes. So sore, I can hardly walk. And I just mumble when I try to talk.
Me. Ah, that sounds good.
I love it.
So yeah.
How does his voice not age?
It's unbelievable.
Right? And to not be able to hear and to do that.
Yeah, so he said that, you know, the albums before were called Sports,
right.
News, now Weather. And he goes, if I get my ears back, we'll do business.
That's so, pretty good.
Congratulations to him.
So there is a theme I noticed this morning with all these songs, Kennedy, for New Music Friday on Valentine's Day. No Time to Die, To Die For, Her Love Is Killing Me.
Well, we all want someone that will have do those things for us, right?
Yeah, I guess
all's fair in love and
death. All right, what was your favorite one around the room real quick for New Music Friday?
Oh, that's really hard. We had a lot of good ones this week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Sam Smith.
Kennedy?
The Billie Eilish. Gets me.
Tim Smith.
Yeah. Hey. Pink lemonade sipping on a Sunday. Hey. Couples holding hands on a runway. They're all posing in a picture frame whilst my world's crashing down. So
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.